Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Can y'all hear me? Let me turn it down. I feel like it's too loud. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Sana IE. I'm your host, XO. And it's Friday, ladies and gentlemen. And we back again for another episode. Back at it again. I feel like this week's blown by. This whole month, it's like, oh, it's the last month. It's the last day of the month. Friday, April 30th, man. This month, like I said, it's been blowing by, but I'm grateful for my birthday and my birthday week of celebrating and that whole trip to Antigua. If you haven't heard the last episode, I discussed that on the last episode, my trip out there, what I liked, what I did, the foods that I've tried. It's a really good episode. Check it out. Back from vacation is the episode title. Let me know what you think. Leave a review on about that episode on sanai.com and let me know. But we headed for May, people. I just realized it's the 30th. This month is just blurred by. And I'm like, I ain't even got my May goals written down. Haven't done my May budget. Haven't done my plans for May. I'm like, man. So that's what I'm going to be doing this weekend, getting all that together. So Monday, I'm going to start fresh. I believe Monday will be, the 3rd? So Monday the 3rd, I'll have everything all situated and ready to go. But let me know what y'all May goals are. What are y'all plans for May? How can I help you accomplish your goals for this month coming up? How can we as a family help you achieve your goals? What are your goals? I want to know you guys' goals, plans, how you guys are doing on y'all budgets, how y'all budgeting throughout May or throughout this year. How's y'all budget been going? Anything else that you guys been doing financially or even mentally? If y'all started meditating, let me know how y'all doing with the meditating. What books are y'all reading for May? What books are y'all plan on reading? Like me right now, a book I plan on reading for May is, let me see, I gotta check my phone. I got so many books on my phone, but one of the books I'm gonna read is called, I believe it's The Everything Store, and it's about Amazon, the origin of Amazon. Let me see right now. Where's it at? Yeah, The Everything Store by Brad Stone. And that's the whole origin of Jeff Bezos, as well as the origin of Amazon, how Amazon started and how they became a conglomerate, a Goliath out there. So that's one of the books I'm going to be reading, as well as catching up and rereading maybe How to Win Friends and Influence People. Just to get more catch anything that I missed. But that's just one of the books I'm reading. Let me see. I got a quick rundown. I don't have my May goals, but a few things that I can come across my head right now was staying disciplined on the gym, getting back in the gym, and I've been there all week, sore right now, but staying disciplined on the gym. How are y'all doing? Like, are y'all working out? Are y'all like, nah, the gym ain't for me. I'm more of a homebody. But if you're working out, doing with the gym, or if you want to work out with your boy, holla at me if you local, and we know each other, of course. But yeah, how y'all doing with the workouts? How y'all doing with y'all nutrition? How y'all doing just overall with yourselves lately? How's this year been for you? We're in the fifth month of 2021. How y'all doing? How's the family doing? Let's tap in. Talk to me. Hit me up on sanai.com or even email me. Email me at sanaipodcast@gmail.com. Let's talk. Let's have a conversation. Let's open up and discuss and see how we've been doing with each other. Or if you feel like you want to have a group discussion, check out our Facebook group at Sanai Family. I greatly appreciate it. And now, let's get rocking with today's show. I'm going to hit y'all with the quotes of the day. My first quote is, regrets are pointless. It's too late for regrets. You already done it. Haven't you? You've lived life. No point in wishing you could change it. And that's true. Like, I believe we all have regrets that we have in life. We all go through that. We regret a decision that we made in the past that is haunting us in the present, or to haunt us in the future. But it's like, the regrets, like I said, it's pointless, because we're regretting something that we already did. And it's like, it's too late for us trying to make sure that, oh, I shouldn't have done this, or contemplate going back and forth with ourselves or over a decision we already made. We just have to live with it and accept it and move forward instead of regretting it and regretting ourselves. It's life. Life is about lessons. It's a lesson you learn, and it's like, you can't regret a decision you made. You just have to accept that decision and live with the decision and keep moving forward. Having that regret, constantly contemplating or battling with yourself, questioning yourself, like, damn, I shouldn't have made that decision. Why did I make that decision? Why did I do that? Dang, I'm gonna regret that. I regret making that decision. And it's like, nah, the decision you made is the decision you made is with all the knowledge you had in the time at the time for the decision you made. So it's like that knowledge you had powered that decision, and it's like you can't go back and regretting it. It's just like you have to live with it, accept it, and learn that lesson. And it's like it's a lesson at the end of the day. It's nothing you should regret. Like the quote says, regrets are pointless. It's too late for regrets. You've already done it, haven't you? You've lived your life. No point in wishing you could change it. Live and let go. That's what it really comes down to. My next quote is, where there is no struggle, there is no strength. Period. And through struggle, we find strength. We find newfound strength. When it comes to your struggle, the biggest thing I can think of right now would come to, I'll say the gym, working out. And it's like, you're going to struggle when you're working out, when you're lifting a weight, or it's your first time going to the gym. You're going to struggle at first in the beginning because it's like you have no strength. But when you do struggle, you eventually find that inner strength. You keep building up, and you keep telling yourself, like, yo, I can do this. I can do this. I can lift this weight. I can run this mile. I can get on this treadmill. And it's like you tell yourself and you feel that strength building up as you're struggling because you don't want to see yourself struggle. And you find that inner strength within you to lift that weight, to get on that treadmill, to do what you have to do to get in that gym. So the quote once again is, where there is no struggle, there is no strength. And the segment for today that we're going to discuss, the end of Financial Literacy Month, shout out to April, shout out to all the April babies. We're going to end it with financial wellness, steps to financial wellness. I believe, of course, I'm going to continue the discussion about financial literacy, but how are y'all, how have y'all been throughout this month with your budget, with your goals? Is there anything financial-wise, your financial goals? And how have you been? Have you been building your financial literacy? Have you been holding back? Have you been bullshitting? Or how has it been? Be honest with yourself. How have you done this month financially? Could you have done better? Or was there something you wanted to say, but in the moment you wanted that instant gratification, so you bought it? Let me know. Sanai.com, leave a review. Hit me up on the email. I love emailing Sanai Podcast. Let's email and get that email conversation started so we can email back and forth with each other and then eventually get the text in as soon as I get the podcast number. I'll let y'all know when that's coming. But I'm going to give y'all a brief break and I'll be right back with Sanai. All right, ladies and gentlemen, topic up for discussion, steps to financial wellness. The first one that I came across is commit to change. What change are you trying to create within yourself financially? How are you trying to become or level up within financial literacy and get more acquainted with your finances and with money and the knowledge of money and how money works? And it's deeper than just money. It's more about, when it comes to financial literacy, is knowing how money works, knowing how money to have money work for you, knowing about investing, knowing about stocks, knowing about real estate, knowing about trust funds, knowing about retirement accounts, and knowing about checking accounts, bank accounts, and banks in general, how they work, learning about and knowing about interest rates. And that's what financial literacy just really, the basis that it covers those areas. But for financial wellness, like the number one says, commit to change. Examine your attitude about money. Are you ready to take control? Or do you believe that you can and will change the way you make financial decisions? So it says, examine your attitude about money. Are you ready to take control? Are you ready to take control of your finances? Maybe you are financially literate and know how to budget, as well as knowing where your finances are going, your expenses, your fixed expenses, your varied expenses, and knowing how to do that. But how about we, if you know that, let's help each other out and within the Facebook group or Sinai family, and let people know how you're going about with your budget, how you're going about your financial literacy, how you're disciplined on your money, and as well as what is your attitude about money? How do you see money? How do you view money? And it says, do you believe that you can take control of your financial decisions? We all make financial decisions on a daily basis. Every time we wake up, when it comes to buying food, buying snacks, getting gas, grocery shopping, buying stuff for ourselves, splurging on ourselves, little things like that, we're constantly making financial decisions. And we don't think of it as a time because it's like a common thing that we always do. When we just spend something, we see something we like, we want to get it. But we never think down the road long term and seeing how will this, what I'm buying right now, how will this affect my long-term financial goals or my midterm financial goals? It also talks about, can you identify what you'll gain by changing your money management? Most people are thinking right now, oh, I'll save money. But it comes deeper than that. What, like, to identify what you will gain from changing your habits, your money spending habits. You'll save money, but you'll be more conscious and aware of how to spend money and where you need to spend money and where your money is going, as well as where to save and starting up retirement accounts and different funds and stuff like that. Number two, it says assess your finances. How are you doing financially? What are your strengths? What do you need improvement? And write down how you feel about money. So how are you doing financially? How are you doing right now? How are your finances? Are you doing good? Are you doing bad? Are you doing all right? Are you on top of your, you're on top of your shit? And be honest with yourself. This is that time to be honest with yourself and knowing how you're doing financially. Where do you feel like your strengths are when it comes to finances? And what do you feel like your weaknesses are? What do you feel like if that new sale goes on? This is just an example. Fashion Nova sale goes on and you got to buy something because they got that sale. Is that one of your weaknesses to where you, if you see a sale, you have to buy it? Or do you have that self-discipline? I'm like, nah. I see the sale. I mean, I can't get it, but it's like, I don't need it. Because it's like we have that tendency to get what we want, but we don't see if we really need that item or that possession. And it's like, we're spending money on things that we want versus things that we need. What do you need improvement at? What do you need to improve on when it comes to your financial decisions? Write it down. Write it down. Be honest with yourself about how are you doing financially? What are your strengths? What do you need improvement? And write about how you feel about money. Number three, decluttering your finances. When it comes to your expenses, we want to hold on. We want to hold some things. The key is to know what to keep and what to cut loose. And decluttering your finances, you'll be surprised when you make that budget of expenses, varied expenses, random spending and things like that. You'll be surprised where you can save money at and where you can really invest that money somewhere else or utilize that money somewhere else. Number four, get copies of your credit reports. Reviewing your credit reports for accuracy can also help you identify errors and fraudulent activity. To get your free credit report, go to the website, annualcreditreport.com. Easy like that. You don't need to do Credit Karma. Go to annualcreditreport.com and see how your credit is. And credit is a big thing. That's another big thing when it comes to financial literacy, knowing how your credit is and how to utilize your credit. That's what I'm learning myself, how to utilize my credit in my favor versus just using it just to use it. Number five, review your debt situation. Take an honest look at your obligations. Where are you in debt at? How can you minimize your debts? Or really, how can you do something to put your debts in order? Get your debts, get ahead of your debts and make you become debt free. There's many tricks to becoming debt free. Depends on where your debt is and how you want to go about it. Number six, create a list of things you need and want that can help you just establish your financial priority. Create a list of needs and wants that can help you establish your financial priorities. What can help you? What do you need and what do you want when it comes to your finances? What do you like? We all need a roof over our head. We all need gas in a car. We all need groceries. Got that. What about your wants? Do you really want that? I want to say, do you really need that? But it says needs and wants. Just create a list of your needs and wants so you can help establish what your finances go, where your finances are going. The priorities from what left side of the list needs, right side of the list wants. Number 7, set smart financial goals. And a smart goal is, the S is for specific. It pinpoints something you want to change and achieve. The M is for measurable. You can measure or count a smart goal. A is for achievable. Setting goals too high can lead to frustration. We all know that. Setting those high goals, we want that high goal and we see it, we see that end goal, but we got to know there's steps to getting to that end goal. R is rewarding. Reaching the goal should be a reward for your hard work. And the T, trackable. Set milestones and schedules for your goals. And those right there are the name for setting smart goals when it comes to smart financial goals as well. I'm gonna give y'all a brief break and I'll be right back to sum it up. Thank you for tuning in to Sana IE.
We back.
All right, so let's go to the quick rundown of what we discussed so far. More to the financial wellness. Number 1 was commit to change. Number 2, assess your finances. Number 3, decluttering your finances. Number 4, get copies of your credit reports. Number 5, review your debt situation. Number 6, create a list of needs and wants that can help you establish your financial priorities. Number 7, set smart financial goals. And now we're on to number 8, set short, mid, and long-term goals. Personal financial goals will differ in the length of time needed to achieve them. Short-term goals are priorities that can be accomplished within 2 years. But every goal has a specific purpose, a dollar amount that will cost, and a realistic target date. Mid-term goals are goals that can be accomplished within 2 to 5 years. Make sure they're realistic and flexible. If your goals are too high, frustration will set in. We all know how that is. I think when it comes to midterm goals, I think we try to set our long-term goals as our midterm goals instead of knowing the difference. That's why I'm glad it gave like a description of short-term, midterm, and long-term goals. The short-term goals is 2 years. Midterm is 2 to 5 years. And then the long-term goals are goals that are more than 5 years, take more than 5 years to accomplish. So midterm 2 to 5, long-term 5 and beyond, and short-term 2 years. So set those short-term, midterm, and long-term goals. Be very realistic with yourself. Be flexible. Don't set the goals too high that you get frustrated that you don't set them. Start with something small, like a short-term goal. Set a short-term goal for yourself. We're in May. What goal do you want to set that you can accomplish within this next 2 years? Maybe you want to get your credit score up. Maybe you want to clear all your debt. That's doable within the 2 years, as long as you do your research now. Starting in May, it's a whole new month. Use that so the next 2 years, by 2023, you can be debt free and you have your credit score up. As well as setting midterm goals too, you have the 2 to 5 years. Where do you want to be in 2026 when it comes to your financial wellness, or your financial being? And you already know the long-term goals. What do you want to be 7 years from now? 2028. Think about that, as well as when it comes to your financial goals. We all have personal goals, but what personal financial goals do you want to set when it comes to the short-term, mid-term, and long-term? Write them down. Share them with me, because I want to know. I want to have this discussion with you, one-on-one discussion. If you know me personally, you text it to me or email me at sunieupodcast@gmail.com. And I want to know so we can talk about our short-term, mid-term, and long-term goals and how we can help each other and hold each other accountable and make sure we're disciplined on accomplishing those goals. Number 9, expect the unexpected. And you already know what this talks about, that emergency fund. We have been talking about it all month. Hope y'all been starting. It's like the last day of April, and we've been talking about it since the start of April. So I hope y'all been working on your emergency fund. Let me know. But expect the unexpected. unfortunately, bad things happen to good people. We all know that. In fact, bankruptcy filers often state an unforeseen event as the cause of their financial demise. So, expect the unexpected. What does that mean? Start saving towards your emergency fund. We know at least 3 to 6 months worth of expenses is doable. And we know if you're a business owner or the sole breadwinner of your family or anything, you need 9 to 12 months, basically a year worth of expenses saved up for your emergency fund. By learning to expect the unexpected, you can keep a minor financial setback from turning into a major financial crisis. So having that emergency fund for the unexpected, we all know the unexpected happens when it comes to anything, cars, we all know what unexpected things that happen. So it's good to have that emergency fund so you know, like, all right, I got that emergency fund, so I have that to fall back on in case some unexpected things pop up. I have that right there. That's my nest egg. And number 10, make a commitment. Make a commitment. You should keep your high priority goals visible daily. Making a to-do list, reminders, a calendar, all in our phone. We're in our phones constantly. Why not have a reminder as you can see what are your high priority goals and seeing those daily so you can make sure you're working at it on a consistent basis. Seeing them daily, having them pop up, having that reminder, having it on your calendar, seeing it, it puts that in your mind that you need to accomplish that. And once you start working in your mind, you figure out how to accomplish that goal, then the universe starts working for you. So having that high priority goals visible daily, maybe you have to put a post-it note up, or like I said, maybe you have to use an app in your phone that reminds you on a daily basis when you wake up and when you go to sleep about that high priority goal that you want to accomplish. Number 11, identify your monthly fixed expenses. The monthly fixed expenses, they don't vary. They're like the house note, the house bill, the car note, things like that that's fixed, those fixed expenses that you already know. Identify what those are. Write those down. Then number 12, identify and plan for periodics. Periodic expenses are those that aren't paid on a monthly basis, like holiday and tax debts, maybe your car registration, things like that, things that you have to pay, like I want to say once a year or maybe every 3 months, things like that. Those are periodic expenses. So identify and plan for those. And number 13, document your spending from your fixed, periodic, and variable, and see where your money is going and where you could save more money at. See, me before doing this research, I didn't know about periodics, which is basically periodic expenses, knowing to calculate that in when it comes to your budget. Especially when it comes to your annual budget or a monthly budget, those periodics do come in because we all have auto registration, car registration, to have to pay taxes or pay for the holidays that come around, paying those stuff like buying food for the holidays or gifts for the holidays, just knowing those and planning that, putting that money aside for that as well and knowing that. And that is it. That sums up what I've researched and what I found about financial wellness. These 13 steps, there's more steps out there, but the 13 steps that I found relevant and that we all can do just to really help us with our financial wellness, financial literacy, and really get our minds and ball rolling on when it comes to financial literacy and being financial literate in this aspect. We all should talk about it and discuss it. We all know money's an awkward subject to talk about, but we should talk about it because we're working for it constantly on a daily basis. So let's figure out how to have it work for us. How can we have that money work for us? How can we put that money to work? How can we invest it? How can we save it? What are you passionate about that you can make that money work for you? I'll be right back with Sana IE.
And we back with the recap.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to today's episode, season 5, episode 21, Sana IE, the steps to financial wellness, end of April. I appreciate y'all rocking me all month, all year, the people that's been rocking me since day one. thank you, the new listeners. Thank you, the people that's been leaving reviews, shout outs, comments, been posting on their Instagrams, Facebooks, all social media feeds. I'm truly grateful and thankful for y'all. Without y'all, none of this is possible. And I've been working on getting a Patreon. I've been hearing like Patreon is like is the way to go. And I'm going to put the Patreon link in the next episode so we all can, if you want to donate or help the show out, I'll greatly appreciate it. And I'm going to put that link up in the next show or maybe even this show before it drops. But yeah, I appreciate y'all tuning in, consistently listening, sharing with friends, sharing with family members, share the show with everybody that you know who you think will need it, especially when it comes to financial wellness. We all need to advance our financial literacy as well as financial wellness. It's overall well-being. And I'll hit y'all with the recap and discuss some of the steps to that financial wellness. But first, let me hit y'all with the quotes. The first quote was, "Regrets are pointless. It's too late for regrets. You've already done it, haven't you? You've lived your life. No point in wishing you could change it." We shouldn't regret anything in life. Life happens for us and not to us. So whatever happened, whatever you think happened to you is really, it happened for you. You can't regret it or have any doubts about yourself or question yourself. It's life. Life happens. So as soon as you get in your head that life, it happens for us and not to us, you be pushed further ahead. My next quote is, "Where there is no struggle, there is no strength." So if you don't struggle, how are you going to get strength? How are you going to uplift yourself? How are you going to get uplifted? How do you know how strong you are? How do you know your, how do you know your strength? It comes down to, and if you never struggled before in your life, you won't know your strength or know how strong you are when it comes to certain aspects. Then we got into the main segment of the day, the main topic of the day, steps to financial wellness. Number one, committing to change. Examine your attitude about money. Are you ready to make that? Ask yourself, are you really ready to take control of your finances, or do you think you're ready? You have to have this conversation with yourself and hold yourself accountable and discipline yourself and really commit to changing. Do you believe that you can and will change the way you make financial decisions? Can you identify what you'll gain from making it, from doing this, from changing your money management skills? What will you gain from it? Number two is assess your finances. Number three, declutter your finances. Number four, get copies of your credit reports. Number five, review your debt situation. Number six, create a list of needs and wants that can help you establish your financial priorities. Number seven, set smart financial goals. Number eight is set short, midterm, and long-term goals. Number nine, expect the unexpected. Number 10, commit. Make a commitment. Make a commitment when it comes to your goals. Put that visualization out there. Get that visual out there to what you need and what you need to see when it comes to your goals. It's always good to see your goals on a daily basis, even if you put a poster board up, or if you have some type of board, or even your calendar, or even anything on your phone, any app on your phone that sets you a constant reminder, the reminders of the to-do list, your notes, things like that, so you can be constantly reminded of your goals for the month, your goals for the day, and your goals consistently so you can accomplish those goals. Number 11, identify your monthly fixed expenses. Number 12, identify and plan for periodics. Periodic expenses are those that aren't paid on a monthly basis, like holiday and tax debts, auto registration, things like that. Number 13, document your spending. And my quote that I'm leaving y'all with is, success is a state of mind. If you want success, start thinking of yourself as a success. Have a good weekend.